Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Tyvus Powell, our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, coming up at noon. I'm going to talk to Tyvus about the 13-10 win over the pesky Green Bay Packers yesterday. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy is a disgruntled Andy Baskin. Good news from the fan family.
Yes.
We've expanded.
Yes.
Not just because of lunch. Congratulations to the Peterlin family. They've gone from 3 to 4. Little Chloe Peterlin, born this morning, 8:38. Wanted to make sure Dad could get to work.
Yeah, no kidding. Please tell me he's not working today.
I'm not making him come in, are they?
No, Coach Kevigan, can he have the day off? Can he have the day off today? Am I allowed to ask that? This is the post-birth press conference, by the way.
Yeah, Andy, we'll let him get out a little bit early after he does film study and then make sure he splits off into our rooms afterward to make sure he is well informed on the game plan of the week ahead.
Better cool down before he goes, too. You know,
That's true.
You don't want to walk out of the building hot.
He doesn't deserve all the credit for this. His wife, Elise, does. Let's be honest.
Usually there are two people involved in this, Andy.
It's a team game, and we all know that everyone has to be pulling in the right direction for true success to be on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems to be most books I read takes two. So.
All right, I'm going to get us out of this. Never mind. You guys didn't want to do the bit the way I wanted to do it anyway, so let's just go. Congratulations.
You wanted to get Menigan fired.
You guys wanted to get me fired.
Andy wanted to talk sex and babies and how do you do it. And he wanted Menigan to do it all.
That's not true.
Andy wanted to sit back Dan's filing for unemployment.
When we finally are allowed to do Baskin and Phelps After Dark, we'll do it then.
I just wanted to do
could do it on YouTube.
Like he was our coach, and we were doing a post-birth press conference.
We do have the lighting.
If you're going to tell the joke, you got to explain it.
There's no joke. We can do it on YouTube.
Yes, we have lights in here.
You got something you got to say over there?
Who, me? I got nothing. I got nothing left.
All right.
Congratulations to the Peterlins. That's all I'll say.
There you go.
Job well done.
We're talking about the Guardians.
Yes.
We're going to talk Browns coming up with Tyvus Powell at noon. The Guardians have three with the Tigers starting tomorrow, three with the Rangers starting on Friday. And then, can you imagine if this team without an offense for most of the year goes to the postseason? Good Lord. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty.
Hey.
Hey, he didn't have a bad game last night, did he? I just caught part of it. He was
yelling at his coach.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, he wants the team to be better. You expect that.
Yeah. There you go.
Great players know how to motivate each other, and sometimes coaches need to be motivated too.
There you go. Hey, I wanted to point something out here with the Guardians. You know, Antonetti said in one of the pregame broadcast on the radio. It might have been Saturday, but he was asked a question, and he made the point that they in the off season they realized that they needed more pitching. So I just want to point out that, you know, because the Josh Naylor trade gets grief, but
I haven't given it grief since. I haven't.
Yeah, right. But I'm just exactly. So I'm just saying, not having Slade and have to maybe throw a triple-A pitcher here or there, it would not be the best scenario. So, you know, once again, this you got to hand it to this front office for having the foresight to see we're probably going to need more pitching this year, even though they couldn't foresee losing Ortiz to the allegations. But you know, once again, their approach works. And the other thing I want to point out with regard to that, because there was so much talk about what they didn't do. Sometimes the best trades you make and the best free agents you don't pick up are the trades you don't make and the free agents you don't pick up. They went into the season, and Antonetti started before this season. He at one point said, the players that are going to help us win this year are on the roster already. So I got to hand it to this team for being deliberate when they designed their roster.
Anthony, thank you very much. Slade Ciccone has done a terrific job. I like him. I like him long-term. My guess is that 20 home runs and the 88 runs batted in would have helped this team even more.
I like
Slade a lot.
I don't know. Since he left Arizona, I kind of felt like it was a wash. So,
well, you knew he was going to leave the minute they fell out of contention because he's a free agent at the end of the year.
No, I hear you.
That was their plan.
So if they have to win, I just want to double check with you guys because I'm just kind of doing the math on this. They must win the Central to get any kind of to be guaranteed a home game, right?
You're worried about home games?
Yeah, I'm worried about home games.
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, they have to win the Central to get a home game. Yeah, because Wild Card 2 doesn't get it. That's right. And that's a best of three, correct? And the first two are at the higher seat. And then the third game is at the lower seat if they have to play the third game. Isn't that correct?
I love that. Can I use a Menigan line?
Yeah.
It's adorable that you're looking for whether you're going to be at home or not.
Well, they could make the playoffs and not have a home game. That's why I was looking at that.
That's adorable.
Well, why not, man? I've been talking about this. I was talking about them sweeping Detroit if they had the opportunity to do it. I didn't think they would, but I would never put it aside. In fact, I think it was Meredith and I that both said we were going down this road when you guys were completely negative about everything. Go, no, they can't score runs. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Well, they can't score runs. But we never. Well, if you ask bottom line opinion, yeah, the idea was nope, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yep. I'm looking at it right now. That bracket and schedule has us playing Detroit next week.
Possible now.
Although that could flip so simple. 6-3 could flip so easily.
Does the front office get credit for this? Does ownership get any credit for this? Or do they catch grief because they haven't scored enough runs?
Haven't done enough.
There's no reason they can't have another bat.
Like
the higher seed hosts all three games in the wild card.
Oh, it's all three. You don't even have a chance. Oh, man. Okay. Thank you. I couldn't remember how that went down. This is only the second year we've been in this, right?
I think this is technically year three, but nonetheless.
And you know what? That's a good rule.
Time flies.
That's a good rule.
It means that you've earned it, right?
You played 162.
Yeah.
You definitely earned it. Is there one thing that impresses you the most about this team, this franchise, this specific group or big picture? You know what impresses me the most? The consistency with the way they operate. They're very consistent in their approach to how they do things.
Is that by necessity?
Well, it does. Yes, I think it is, but it also doesn't matter. They've come up with a formula that works for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
It works. You know, they're not the Dodgers. They're not going to spend like crazy. They're not the Yankees. They're not going to spend like crazy. That's okay. It works. Terry Pluto wrote a story the other day, and Terry was right on the money. And he just said, you know, when he was a kid, he would have died for a team like this.
Yeah, we said the same thing. We've said that a million times.
You know, I never saw the playoffs until I was, you know.
Same as me.
Yeah, our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we were adults. In fact, you didn't even think of it. I never did. When I was growing up and following this team, even thought of it.
We never had a playoff game at Municipal.
No.
Right.
Well, we didn't. Not in our lifetime.
You and I didn't. No. I mean, much like I was thinking this yesterday at the Browns game.
Wasn't even anything I thought of. Wasn't even anything I thought of at the beginning of the year. I never thought, can this team win the pennant? Now I think it every year. Can this team win the pennant? It's a question. It's a viable question. And can they this year? I doubt it. But who's to say they can't right now? Because you're sitting there and you're going to have a chance. And to go into the last week of this baseball season with this offense, as bad as it's been all year, it hasn't been bad in September, as bad as it's been all year, I think it's just a tribute to the way they do things. And I know people don't like to hear that. Because, well, if they'd have spent more money, they'd have had bats. Yeah, exactly. And I don't like the Naylor trade, even though I really like Slade Ciccone.
Mm-hmm.
But here they sit.
You go back
six games to go, and right now they're in the playoffs.
You go back to giving credit. So ask yourself this. When you're ripping the Dolans next time or you're ripping the front office, if you go back and look at the winning percentage of teams in Major League Baseball over the last 10 years, do you know where the Guardians / Indians fall?
Number two, three?
Four. They're fourth. The Dodgers have the highest winning percentage, followed by the Astros, Cheaters, Yankees, and then the Guardians.
It's pretty good company.
Especially when you think about the payroll. Brewers are fifth there, my friend.
I don't think it tells you anything when it comes to also ripping the Dolans. Because if anything, you look at this on top of it and go, boy, what would this look like if you would have decided to, I don't know, keep some of the guys that you moved on from that are bats? What would this look like if you would have went out and maybe put one more power bat inside of here so we're having a conversation about this being an ALCS team instead of, hey, they're squeaking in.
What were they last year?
Like, that's the part that I look at. They had more power last year. They were able to hit the ball over the fence last year. You can pull the numbers on. They hit the ball over the fence last year. They drew more walks.
They had a first baseman that hit 30.
They had a first baseman who hit 30, but they found power from other areas as well. This season, that hasn't happened. I don't think it changes an overall opinion of the Dolans, nor should it. Because I'm still going to look at this team in the offseason and go, you need to find some pop.
Everyone is saying that. I don't think that's like some earth-shattering thing that they don't have a guy that can't hit. Did they bring in guys that they thought maybe could hit? Or maybe they let one back go that could have added? Yeah, they could have. But that's not my point. My point is, when you look at the best winning percentage of teams over the last 10 years, the Guardians are fourth. Do I want a World Series in there? Yeah,
yes,
I want a World Series.
And congratulations for clearing that bar. But after a while, you have to look at your high jumper and say, good, you cleared 5 foot. Now, when do you clear 5'2"? At a certain point, you need to raise the bar.
And maybe that's the plan that we saw starting to unfold during the draft this year. Because they had a very different philosophy when it came to the draft. Young, power-hitting college prospects. So, might not be on the timetable everybody wants, but I think a shift in organizational philosophy has happened. Take a different approach with the hitters. Keep the same approach with the pitching. All we know, it's going to be a fun week right here in town. It starts tomorrow against the Tigers. Tyvis Powell is our buddy on the Browns Radio Network. He's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.